your neighbourhood, your newsroom. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A hard security lockdown is being rolled out ahead of the G20 leaders' summit. Police say security measures are being significantly tightened in Johannesburg in the build-up to the two-day gathering, which brings together representatives from countries that include the world's major economies. At least 42 countries, along with heads of international organizations, are expected to attend the summit at NASRAC this weekend. The National Police's Thabelo Mosekile has given the assurance the event will go ahead safely. She says a soft lockdown is already in place, and in and around the NASRAC Expo Center. Mosekile was speaking at a media briefing last night by the police's National Joint Operational and Intelligence Structure.
From Friday the 21st of November up until Monday the 24th of November 12th, we will be implementing a hard lockdown in the vicinity of the FNB Stadium, which is housing the accreditation center as well as the NASRAC Expo Conference Center that will host dignitaries and delegates. The implementation of the hard lockdown simply means that if you are not in possession of a valid accreditation to be in and around the NASRAC Expo Center, you will not be allowed near this vicinity.
Ron Mokgotsi is expected to continue his testimony before the Matlanga Commission today. The Northwest businessman made a number of astonishing claims in Pretoria yesterday. He told the commission that he was a crime intelligence agent and had been investigating Vusi Muzikat Matlala. He went on to say an informant told him that Mkwanasi and Amazulu King, Mrs. Zulu Kwaswelatini, were recruited by and worked for the CIA. Mokgotsi says after Mkwanasi alleged that he was the middleman in allegations of corruption and political interference in the criminal justice system, he approached the late ambassador Natim Tetwa in August.
I wanted to know, to understand why Lieutenant General Mkhwanazi was removed as acting National Commissioner of Police in 2012. I spoke to Mtetwa regarding my concerns that General Mkhwanazi was CIA operative according to information I received from my source. Mtetwa said he shared my suspicion. In order to confirm this, he said I needed to travel to Kenya to meet with a contact who was aware of CIA operations in South Africa.
He says he went to Kenya to meet Mtetwa's supposed contact named George, who also held a suspicion of Mkhwanazi's alleged links to the CIA. Yes, Mokgotsi being questioned by the chief evidence leader.
You then, on your return, say you contacted ex-minister Mtetwa and briefed him about the trip in Kenya. What did you report to him?
I told him we are still at the same position. There was nothing more tangible provided. The guy also has similar suspicions. He did not give me anything tangible.
And what did ex-minister Mtetwa say to you?
He did tell me that he was also going to come to the commission. He was prepared to corroborate his suspicions also.
For the record, I can confirm that Minister Mtetwa at no stage communicated his intention to come to the commission.
And the U.S. House of Representatives has overwhelmingly approved a bill forcing the Justice Department to release the files on sex offender and financier Jeffrey Epstein. The House voted to pass the Epstein Transparency Act. Meanwhile, the Senate has agreed to unanimously fast-track the bill without a formal vote. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
I want to give huge credit to the victims and their courage and their strength. It wouldn't have happened without them. But there's a long way to go. We have to make sure that all of the documents are released. We know there's a corrupt Justice Department. We Democrats are going to do everything we can to make sure all of it comes to light and they don't hide evidence against anyone who might be incriminated by these documents.
Expect some rain this afternoon with showers in the evening. Otherwise, conditions are partly cloudy. Durban's reaching a high of 24 degrees. Maritzburg, 22. Richards Bay, 25. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.